This week, VPR's Art Hounds want you to know more about one-act plays about love in Morrisville, Latin jazz in Williston, and a musical about quilts in Middlebury. First is Judith Matheson of Morrisville.
Plays and Pints, an evening of one-act comedies about love, and it totally breaks the fairy tale. It looks at the realities of love.
Plays and Pints, an evening of one-act comedies about love, is Friday, February 9th at 6 at River Arts in Morrisville. Here's composer and producer Peter Engish of Williston suggesting an evening of Latin Caribbean jazz in Williston.
Everybody loves a great Latin jazz Caribbean evening of music. You know, the kind where dancing might break out in the aisles. And it might be cold outside, but the old brick church in Williston is going to be heating up with the Ray Vega Sextet. Ray has shared the studio and stage with some of the greatest names in jazz. Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, and Arturo Sandoval. So don't miss one of the highlights of our 10th season.
An evening with the Ray Vega Sextet is Friday, February 9th at 7 at the Brick Church in Williston. And Mary Trihorn and Sebastian Araujo from Montgomery Center want you to know more about the Poetry Slam with Muslim Girls Making Change.
A nationally recognized group of young women who are changing attitudes about gender, race, and many other things through spoken word performed with gusto and great style. This is the 2018 Creative Events kickoff for the NCA, located in historic Kelton Hall at No. 2 Mountain Road in Montgomery Center.
That Poetry Slam is Sunday afternoon at 1 at Montgomery Center for the Arts in Montgomery. And poetry, fiction, and drama writer Linda Peavy from Middletown Springs has more about a musical called Quilters.
This rich tapestry of dialogue, dance, and song features harmonies as rich and warm as the quilts created by the pioneer women whose work and lives it celebrates. Bring along your mom, your aunt, your sister, a friend. This is a musical that's meant to be shared.
Quilters is Sunday, February 11th at 7 at Champlain Valley Unitarian Universalist Society in Middlebury. And finally, some details about Counterpoint Chorus teaming up with the Colchester High School Choral Singers.
Each group will perform songs from their own repertoire and then perform two combined pieces, Randall Thompson's classic Hallelujah and an arrangement of the folk song John Henry by Counterpoint's founder, Robert DeCormier.
That concert is Monday, February 12th at 7 at the Colchester High School Performing Arts Center. Find all the details about these events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.